I think if you look like psychiatry today, and with psychiatry, like I said before, I also mean addiction. We are inclined to evidence-based treatment protocols, like a kind of cooking magazine. You put this in, and you have a cake or something like that. But persons, people are not cooking. It's not making a salad or a plate. You have to do something with the person. So you can offer a lot of protocols, etc., but there has to be something between you and the patient. Otherwise, the patient, why should he change? The patient needs to be valued and accepted by someone else. And I think one of the things with addiction, people who are addicted and people who have psychiatric problems, is that they often are alone, abandoned by other people, so they are don't feel them valued and how do you call it, acknowledged. So the first change, and I think that's where the kind of click or where is a turning point to change, is when they feel that they are valued and acknowledged by at least the helper, the therapist, the psychiatrist, psychologist, etc. So if that is happening, then it's more easy for the patient to invest. And I think it's necessary. It's just human.
And apart from this report, my experience, and I think our experience, is that most of our clients with co-occurring disorders are very eager to learn how to manage their addiction problems. If there are other ways to help them with their mood changes or their anxiety disorders, then using drugs or alcohol, then they're really listening to us, really eager to learn them.
And the outreaching facilities don't have to, that you have to jump on your bicycle or in a car, depending on the distance. But just a letter or a phone call or something like that is also outreaching work.